Adam, what's a good plan for life? I feel so much self-sabotage. I feel like I'm taking a few steps forward and then a few steps back. I can't seem to make any progress, and it's getting really frustrating. Is this even worth it? What's a plan? Just tell me what to do. This is one of the most common requests that I get as a coach. And there's something very simple that I can share with you based on what I just had happen to me outside. I just came back from my garden because spring has sprung. It feels like summer. It's super nice. It's 85 degrees the end of April as I'm filming this 2024. And as I was outside, I noticed my garden. I noticed the things that I had planted that are growing consistently. And I also noticed that there were some weeds. Now, I didn't put those weeds there. I don't want them, but I also am not going to just watch them go by. I'm not going to ignore them and turn a blind eye and pretend they're not there. I'm going to get to the root, pull them out. Then I'm going to nurture and water the plants. That's exactly what I did. Make sure they get plenty of sun in the best spot. All of that stuff that I've been doing over the last few years. Why am I telling you this? Because your life is just like a garden. Because your life, the battlefield, is in the mind. And if you think about a garden, whether you're a gardener or not, anytime you're outside, you can always be reminded of how to get the most out of your life simply by noticing how nature works. Because if you think about a garden that you have, your parents had, your significant other, your neighbors, or anyone that you walk or drive by and you see, those flowers, those plants in those aesthetically pleasing to the eye arrangements aren't random. The beauty, the results that you see were not by accident. Those were cultivated. When weeds grew up, they were pulled out, and it wasn't a one-time event. This is a daily, weekly, ongoing deal to remove the things that you don't want there, but are taken out intentionally to make sure that what you do want has been planted. They've been seeded. Maybe you put in a seedling. Maybe you put in a tree, a rose bush, whatever you're trying to grow, because only you know what you want in your garden. And you don't just plant the thing there. You've got to take care of it. You've got to nurture it, giving it what it needs. Depending on the specific variety of plant or flower that you have there, there's a certain amount of sunlight. There's a certain amount of water, maybe some special nutrients to fertilize and supplement the growth of the thing that you have planted. Now, up to this point, I may have been talking about plants, but what I'm actually talking about is the garden of your mind. Because weeds that you see in the garden will also come up when you don't want them in your mind. Limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, fears, flashbacks of the past. Things that you don't want there will come up without your permission. The good news is that thoughts are just thoughts. They only get root and grow if you ignore them, because what you resist persists, or if you agree with them and give them more meaning than just being a thought. These are the weeds that come up in our mindset. And unless you intentionally prune the weeds, getting awareness, growing through personal development, and pruning out the lies of the garden with the truth with the capital T, those weeds will continue to grow. They will continue to choke out the growth of the things that you do want. Have you ever had a goal or a dream that you got excited about, but then it didn't last very long because your self-doubt, your fear, your imposter syndrome choked it out and you stopped taking action towards it? So you just ignored it and thought, oh, what's the point? What's the use? Just like if you buy a shrub or a tree or a flower and you put it in, you're all excited. Well, if that's all you do and you don't nurture it, you don't tend to it, you don't care for it, you don't cultivate it, you don't take good stewardship of it, the weeds, without your permission, will overcome it. unless you intentionally prune out the weeds by the root. Have you ever seen weeds in a garden and you just rip the leaves off or just snap it off? It may seem like that weed is done, but beneath the ground, the invisible forces, the roots, continue to grow and be nurtured. So unless you identify the root cause of the lie, the stronghold, that root will continue to grow, with the root system expanding and getting nutrients to the point where it takes away the nutrients of the things that you want to grow. That's why when you identify limiting beliefs and fears, it's not just affirmations. It's not just pretending they're not there and saying, I'm happy. It's getting to the root of the source, because without removing the root, it will continue to grow just like a weed. That's the first thing, is we've got to clear the crap. And it's not a one and done, it's a daily deal. This is why you want to read the truth every day, because the mind is a vacuum, meaning there is always information that's coming in. Whether you like it or not, that is how the mind works. And if you are not intentionally filling it with truth, the world will fill it with what it wants. If you don't fill your mind with the word, it will be filled by default by the world. And I think if you turn on the news, which I definitely recommend not doing, if you turn on the news, it will be filled with more lies and deception than you can maintain. That's the first thing, is remove the crap. Clear the weeds. The second thing is to cultivate what you actually want. What are your dreams and visions? What are your goals? What is the vision that God has placed on your life that is so exciting to you? You can't stop thinking about it. You might want to stop thinking about it because it may be a huge vision, a goal that you've never achieved before, but you can't shake it from your mind because God put it there. So look and see, what are the things that you actually want? What's your compelling vision? What do you want your legacy to be about? What would fulfill you? What would not just be successful, but would give you long-lasting legacy and fulfillment that you would be proud to say, I do this, or I contribute that. This is what I do. Fill in the blank. What would you be proud of being known for? That you made an impact, that you have fulfillment in filling others up. What would make you so excited to be known for? That you have the freedom, the willingness to be known for who you truly are. Not what others think you should do. Not how you compare to so-and-so or what your friends think. Or what would gain the approval of your spouse, significant other, or family. But what you want. What would fill you up? Planting, cultivating the very things, the bushes, the flowers, the shrubs that you want, those seeds, those seedlings must be planted intentionally. Success, all of those things must be pursued. They don't interrupt you by accident. You must intentionally plant them. And that comes to the third thing necessary. You must nurture them. Those plants will not just take off, especially if they are precisely cultivated things that you have selected by design. These things need cultivated. They need fueled. Just like a plant, they need sunshine. They need water. They need nutrients. Your dreams, your visions, they need tending to. They need stewardship. They need developed. They need skills to be grown, abilities to be tapped into. They need other people, community, to nurture and pour in, to get different perspectives so that those dreams can grow alongside where you are moving towards. They need the nutrients, and it's not a one and done. It's a daily deal. It's a daily deal. So if you're going to be doing and nurturing something, you better make sure it's something you want. Because if you plant a nasty bush that's not pleasing to your eye, you're not going to do the things required to make it healthy. But if you have a flower that's your favorite flower, your favorite color, it's got an amazing smell, you're going to do whatever it takes because you're so connected to the vision of the fruit that nurturing that thing will yield. Just like having a compelling vision, a clear knowing of what you do want. If you're not constantly thinking about that, out of sight, out of mind, and if you're not tending to it, just like a plant, just like a shrub, it will die. It will die because it's not getting fed, it's not getting stewarded, it's not getting tended to what's required to fuel it. This is how you get a dream life. This is how you live a life worthy of the calling that you have received. You must every single day prune the weeds, pick them up by the root, and prevent those things from coming. They will always come back by default, so make sure you are on offense and defense at all times. Put on the full armor of God. Make sure that you are intentionally planting what you want to cultivate, things that would fulfill you, because things that fulfill me may not be what you want. So don't ask, what should I do? Have a heart check. Pray to God. Ask, what am I on earth for? If you're struggling with that, a book I highly recommend that I read every single year is Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren. Highly recommend that. It will guide you through connecting to what God's given purpose is for you. Highly recommend. So if you don't know what to plant, if you don't know what to cultivate, if you don't have a compelling vision, that's really the core problem. Or if you do and you haven't looked at it in a long time, that also is the reason why you feel stuck spending in circles. And then the third key to this is nurturing what you want. Give it the nutrients. Personal development, connecting with other people that already have the result that you want, people that have gone down the path that you are approaching. Get a coach, someone that can guide you because they're a professional, not someone that read some stuff and regurgitates, someone that lives what they preach, someone that's gone through what you are in, because a jar can't read its own label. You're the one in the game. A coach is in the stands. They can see the blind spots and redirect you so you can get from where you are to where you want to be as fast and as fun as possible. One of the best decisions I ever made was hiring a coach. So I encourage you, if there's an area of your life, a dream that you have that's been stirring over and over, yes, you can do it on your own. The question is, how long do you want it to take? A coach expedites that. That's why I do this for a living full time, because there is no time to waste. So that is my role. That is my passion. So if you are looking for someone in your corner who has been through life and knows how to do it because they've done it themselves and has been trained by the top 1% of coaches in the world, shoot me an email, adam.martin@tonyrobbins.com. Connect with me. Let me know what your dreams are so that I can support you in making it a reality. Because the truth is, in 10 years, you will arrive. The question is, where? Send me an email, adam.martin@tonyrobbins.com. Let me know what your dreams are. I'd love to jump on a call with you to support you every step of the way. You do have to do the work, but you don't have to do it on your own. So if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired with a dead-end job instead of a fulfilling career and life calling, why not get with someone who does what you want? Why not pair with someone who can help you prune your garden so it can become a masterpiece that you're actually proud of because you see the impact it makes in those lives that you serve? Send me an email, adam.martin@tonyrobbins.com. Your life's a garden. And anytime you feel stuck and you're wondering, what's the plan? What do I do? All you need to do is look around at the beauty all around you. The flowers, the bushes, the everything that's growing, the magnificent gardens, the landscapes, they're not by accident, because that success, that fruit, does not just happen. It is cultivated. Number one, the weeds, the things that are threatening its growth, are intentionally pulled out by the root to make room for it to grow so it has a positive environment. Number two, you specifically plant and cultivate the things that you do want, a clear, compelling vision, what fulfills you. And number three, nurture those things consistently. Consistently. When you don't feel like it, when you're not sure what to do, that's the value of a coach. That's the power of coaching, is the consistency, the clarity on what to do and the accountability to follow through. So if those ingredients are things that you're missing in your life, send me an email, adam.martin@tonyrobbins.com. Honored to be your coach. This is just the beginning, and life is what you choose to make of it. So let's dig in and live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Dispense your full potential, because when you fill others up, that's where fulfillment is. Breakthrough into your best self. Ignite your fire within and own it unapologetically. You were blessed to be a blessing. So let's do this together, shall we? God bless.